James Barrett, co-owner of the home in question, appeared in Juneau Superior Court Thursday morning to defend his right to stay in his home. James's mother, Camilla Barrett, is attempting to take possession of the home James lives in at 401 Harris Street through a legal process called partition. She co-owns the home with her son, but is arguing she should be given full ownership so she can evict her son, move him to another residence, and sell the home. David D'Amato, Camilla's power of attorney, said they've already located a condo where they can move James.
In many partition cases, it's not really incumbent upon one party or the other to provide housing for the opposing party. However, Mrs. Barrett has, you know, generously agreed to provide housing for James.
But James doesn't want to give up his house. He said he thinks the case is being driven by D'Amato and the city, not his mother.
Yeah, I haven't spoke to my mother, unfortunately, in a long time. And it's actually that's the worst tragedy of all of this. Because all of a sudden she told me she wasn't allowed to talk to me. So
on Thursday, he told the court the long list of police calls and complaints from neighbors associated with his home were caused by a man who was staying there as a guest. Later, outside the courtroom, James said it took a long time for him to kick Mark Margot Brown out. He said health problems got in the way.
We're working on trying to get things back to normal. It was out of control, and I wasn't really in a position to fix it.
James failed to appear at other hearings for the case. At the previous hearing on August 21st, Judge Jude Pate of Sitka said that if James did not appear at Thursday's hearing, he would send an Alaska State Trooper to bring him to the courthouse. He also ordered an inspection by City and Borough of Juneau officials and D'Amato to check on the condition of the house. D'Amato testified Thursday that they found a number of electrical and plumbing violations when they walked through the house. They also found people living in the garage and in a shed on the property, despite the lack of plumbing available in those structures. D'Amato said that violated city code.
So they said those guys, those two houses, those two dwelling units or sheds, however you'd want to characterize that, are not fit for human occupancy, and those folks had to clear out within 24 hours.
The city later issued a condemnation order effective in 30 days if all of the violations are not addressed. In his defense, James said the people living in the garage and shed have now left. He said it's just him and two other people in the main house. He also blamed a settlement agreement reached between the city and his mother in August over another Barrett property demolished by the city in 2016. In the settlement, Camilla agreed to pay $1.5 million and continue efforts to evict James and sell the Harris Street property.
Things would be quite different if the city hadn't made a stipulation with my mother in her settlement agreement.
Pate set the next hearing for Thursday, September 13th. He also warned James that there's a high likelihood he will grant partition to his mother. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.